You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live out here at Atlanta Falcons training camp out here in Flowery Branch. My name is Mike, hanging out with Squid Billy. Ali Mac, Slim, trying to get the volumes right. I don't know. Maybe Bo was about to break the speaker with how loud he was talking a minute ago.
I am not loud.
Turn it down a little bit. I not only have had people that are already weighing in the wake-up call, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. I've had a couple of texts from people that I know, including my wife, who weighed in on Bo's comment that he should pay less for his shirts
because he's
a smaller person.
Oh, yeah?
And
yeah,
what's Lindsay
got to say?
She said, you know, she doesn't get to pay less for my daughter's chicken fingers because she only ate half of it.
Hold on, whoa,
that's different.
It's not. Hold on. You know what? Buy half the chicken fingers.
Yeah, buy the kid's plate. Yeah. Also, I got a text from Bo's best friend Mark Zeno that said, you know, he has to pay just as much for his shirts, even though they don't have sleeves on them.
Well, not so. Everyone. You know, whoa. Wait. No, he's a caveman and cuts the sleeves.
Yeah, he chooses to cut them off. That's different.
Ali, I'm just embarrassingly shocked that you're on Bo's side.
Well,
unbelievable.
I'm 5'1".
You strike me as
a
kind of person who likes to see things through other people's points of view. And I just...
She's seen it through mine.
This seems very selfish of you as a 5'1" individual to just think that you should pay less.
Yeah, sometimes I can see outside myself. But when I'm paying for a foot less of denim for a pair of jeans, yes, it should cost me a little bit less because it's less material.
Well, sure. Maybe that's a thing. But, you know, labor costs are still the same. So... It is what it is.
So. But you're not working as long on my jeans. There's like five stitches.
I don't know. You've had bedazzled jeans out here. This is taking a lot of time to bedazzle your jeans.
I just want to know why you have to pay more for more food but not for more material and clothing. I'm just confused on it. I mean, it's the same.
Well,
it's the same concept. I mean, I'm just pointing out an obvious here. Like, at the end of the day, I'll live with it because I have this point, but I – You know, if you can make fun of me for being short and everything, then
I have never one time have I ever made fun of you for being short.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
I meant the
all encompassing you, like, you know,
okay,
like,
okay.
Like,
now
they,
be specific.
Like the they,
okay,
I,
the
you
they.
Have not.
Brave
just
Twitter.
Because you have not. And I don't make fun of you being big. I envy being tall. Dude, if I was 6'5".
You've called me an ogre before. That's all good.
He's called himself Shrek before, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've called myself, yeah.
I will say, too, we got to get a wake-up call, but I will say I did think of one more public pet peeve a minute ago.
Yeah.
I just went over there and ordered a coffee. I got to go back and pick it up in just a second. But I was thinking about when I used to go to bars or wait in lines that are, like, just not like an actual line, but just people just waiting. Maybe at a concert, like, you know, when you kind of get towards the stage. Because I'm so tall. Shorter people have a tendency to act like I'm not even there. Like, they just kind of walk, like, under my armpit to like get closer to the stage because they can't see around me. And I'm like, you know what? I would like to be close to the musician too. All right. Just because you're shorter than me doesn't mean you get to walk around me and act like I don't exist.
No.
I'm like waiting to order a drink. And the smaller person just kind of weaves in front of me and is like, puts their hand up. Like I'm like, yo,
hey,
I am occupying this space. Occupado.
No, you don't get it both ways. You can't be closer to God on a daily basis and closer to the musician.
I
get to be closer to the musician.
Shocker.
When I was in Vegas at the Sphere and I was on the floor, so I had to whittle my way up to the front because I paid the same money as anyone else that was up there. So I had to sneak my way up there.
Right.
There was someone that was super tall, and immediately my head went, jerk, what are you doing? And then I did think of you. And I was like, but it's not like this person chose to be this tall and is purposely doing this.
And I will say, I go out of my way, and Bo can attest to this because we've been to a couple of concerts. I go out of my way to make sure that I have an aisle seat at almost every concert I go to because I will, if I want to stand, I'll go out in the aisle and make sure I'm not standing in front of somebody.
That's very nice of you.
And I try to do that almost everywhere I go.
Have I ever told you the story? Remember when Outkast was in Atlanta for that three-day concert?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Me and Oren, who works on Dukes and Bell in the afternoons, and another
guy. Oren's a human billboard himself.
And another guy who is tattoos with Miami all over him, went to that concert together. And me and the other guy, who are both short, we walked in the VIP area, and the guy let us in without VIP tickets. It was right up on the stage. Here comes Oren, and he's like, hey, man, where's your VIP at? And Oren's like, what? Like, I'm with them. And so me and the Miami guy handed him, like, some cash. And he's like, dude, he's with us. Here's – and he's like, just go ahead.
Can't sneak around, man.
Because we're both, like, 5'8", right? 5'9". And then Oren, 6'4". And they're like, nah, man, you're too tall to be a VIP.
Hang back, big fella. You stick out like a sore thumb. Anyways, man. Hey, Dylan, let's go ahead and head to the wake-up call. Just a reminder, if you want to weigh in on the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, we have – I would love to just throw out topics and say, what do you think about this? We've covered it all today. How long until my dry cleaning clothes go to Goodwill? Because I've taken 3 months to pick them up. What's your favorite smoothie place? I mean, the topics are endless. should Bo pay less for his T-shirts? Because the thread count is a lot less. So we'll see what's going on here.
Should you FaceTime in public?
Should you FaceTime in public? And the answer to that, if you're out there saying yes, that's okay.
Nope.
I got a bone to pick. Please call in, 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Slim, I'm not trying to say anything, but you had a look on your face like you might FaceTime in public. So I don't – just thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs down. Okay, perfect.
Down.
Okay, I'm just
Slim's
making sure.
A gentleman and a scholar.
Just
don't
making sure. He
kind of
looked
that.
At me on the FaceTime thing, and I was like, well, you know what? I don't want to judge him in person. Well,
I didn't know if he was heavily agreeing or heavily disagreeing. There
like,
was
what?
A look. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to the phone line, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Chris over in Riverdale. Chris, I hope you're having a great Wednesday morning, my friend. What's up?
Appreciate it. Good morning. First things first, I'm the president of the Southside Weird Nation.
Here we go.
Contingency. And, my thing is a public pet peeve. My public pet peeve has to do with my wife. She's soft-spoken, and she talks to herself. So when we go shopping and we're in a place where she's looking for stuff for her, she's having a conversation with herself. And then I have to figure out when she's talking to me and when she's talking to herself, and the music is blasting over the, the music over the store or whatever. And so she's having this conversation, and she goes, I'm talking to you. And I'm like, oh.
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Chris. You know, I this is not in public, but that is kind of one of my pet peeves. My wife, our walls, I think our walls in our house are made of lead. I can't hear her from one room to the next. So it is shocking to me how many times that the fan will be going in the bedroom, and I'll walk to the bathroom, and maybe the faucet will be running in the bathroom, and she'll get the – if I say what or huh, like immediately her volume goes to 300. Immediately. Like she's irritated with me, and I'm like, you were the one – like, you know that I can't hear you from one room to the next.
Yeah, I mumble at home to myself. Like, I'll just, be talking. And Amy be like, what? I'm like, I'm not talking to you.
Mind your own business.
I am the guilty party that gets very upset when I have to repeat myself.
Oh,
so
I am
that's
too.
On me.
Yeah.
I hate repeating myself.
Let's head back to the phone lines, and let's talk to a member of the Mafia, and let's get rid of that bad taste in our mouth from Chris Riverdale. Let's go to talk to Skip from Atlanta.
Chris,
Skip, are you a public FaceTimer, Skip? What's going on, man?
What's going on, that Mike Murphy? How you doing, my brother? Mike Murphy, yo. Squid Billy, right quick. Squid Billy, how the Prince of Squid doing?
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
See that? We check on other people in the Mafia.
Hey.
Hi. Lieutenant Mac, I'm checking in. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
All right. Now, on that FaceTime thing y'all talking about, man, you know, I go through it all the time. You know, I drive Lyft, man, and I hate when people tell me to turn my radio down just to FaceTime and talk loud. So, you know, I got to turn it back up and let them listen. Turn back up and let them listen to 929 The Game. Because I hate that's one of my pet peeves, too, man. Hey, Mike, let me ask you one question right quick, Mike.
Go ahead.
If you was playing today, my man, give me one player you would hate to block and give me one you would love to do a run blocking pancake. And I'll let y'all later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Answer that pancake question. That's just I'm just walking into it at that point. That's a trap. That's a trap. One player I'd hate to block today. You know what I would struggle. You know who I would struggle with out here? I would struggle with Zach Harrison. Dude, he's so freaking long in the run game. It would be hard to get inside his chest and actually get movement on him. That was one of the things that I always had. One of the upsides I always had at guard was I was 6'5". Guards are usually not that tall. Usually they're at like 6'3", 6'2". My reach, my length was always a benefit that I had at guard. So seeing him in the interior playing some 6'2 guard, I'm like, dude, that's a bad matchup. Zach Harrison, long arms. Hey, let's try to squeeze a couple of more in here, Dylan. Let's go out to our buddy Cameron over in Woodstock. Cameron, hope you're having a good Wednesday.
Hope y'all having a good day. It may be soggy and damp and overcast, but it's a beautiful day to be a part of Mike's Mafia.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Mike, let's go. Welcome to the show.
You already know. But look, y'all, it's been killing me since y'all started this morning. Squid Billy has been emphasizing how wet rain is and just how wet rain is and how wet rain is. And it's just like beating a dead horse, and I just can't get over that. And I just wanted to ask him, like, what is more wet between water and rain? Like, I'm baffled at this right now.
Phenomenal phone call from a member of the Mafia. Can you answer that, Squid?
I'm not here to teach Mike's Mafia things, all right? Because they're clearly confused individuals already. They're lost causes in my book. Yeah. So I don't think – I mean, I'll start using the word moist for you if you'd like, Cam.
Oh, no thanks. I think we'll all opt out of that one. All right, let's try to get one more in. Dylan, let's go to Jemiah and over in Marietta. Jemiah, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, living the dream.
I was calling to say that first, my favorite smoothie place is definitely Smoothie King. You should definitely have a lot of time to get your golf slacks before they donate them to Goodwill. And Bo should definitely be paying more per size because it's using up more material.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jemiah.
There
thank you
go.
For the phone call.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Friend.
Yeah. That's right.
Y'all can
that's
miss
right.
me with this whole
you know
material
what?
Thing.
I'll clap when we land, maybe, but I definitely
miss me
clap
with
to
this
that
whole
call.
Material thing.
There is one vote in your corner, Mike. On Twitter, Daniel said, making small items cost more because details.
Yeah.
So, like, example, a cell phone costs more than a television.
Yeah.
So, that's one piece in your corner.
Well, no, they're making cell phones. Cell phones cost more because they got to make all those big parts so small. That's not detail. It's just convenience.
Well, you also have to hire a specialist with small hands to make Bo's clothes. So it's, you know what I mean? Like, so you have to, the talent and labor is kind of through the roof.
Why?
Anyways.
Did they use bigger needles on your clothing or something?
According to you, they do.
No, they
according
use more,
to you,
no, they use more
they
material.
Do.
All right.
You know what
well,
I mean?
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. You can continue the conversation from Wake Up Call on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up, lots to unpack from Falcons training camp yesterday. And we've got a Life of Squid a little bit early.
That's right. The King returned on Monday, and I've seen a little bit of it. I'll talk about it next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
I have these tiny hands.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.